When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea. No Goldberg today. He's traveling. He's got some things to do with Gage and whatnot. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this this trip that I just went on with the guys from Ford. Headed out to Las Vegas for the Bronco Off Rodeo. They've got a new program that they're putting together for the Bronco Raptor, which I thought was really cool. So I went out there and kind of got to experience that, which is fun. I, as you guys know, I don't get much of a chance to do a lot of off-roading stuff. There's a few things here and there that I've been invited out to and really enjoyed, and did like some of the short course, like trophy truck stuff out in Vegas once before. But it's a kind of a little bit out of my wheelhouse. On shift and steer, you know, Aaron Hagar does quite a bit of that stuff. And when we check in with Richard Waitis at Magnaflow, I know he's been really into it as well. And these guys have been going to the Overlanding Expo and building out these crazy rigs and doing a lot of camping. And although that stuff is cool and much more similar than what I've experienced as far as what the Bronco Off Rodeo is. Bronco Off Rodeo is more, you get more of a chance to do some high speed stuff that you probably wouldn't normally do with a fully outfitted rig. Although I can't say for sure, I don't know how nuts it gets out there with some of the vehicles that get built, which are very, very capable vehicles. But anyway, it was a cool experience. I wanted to get into it a little bit, and we could touch on the Bronco Raptor as well. I know it's been out for a little while. You've seen quite a bit of the tests, but when you run through the specs of that vehicle and then get an opportunity to actually drive it and kind of put it to the test, it's super impressive, and it was fun to go out to this event. So, you know, we hopped on a plane from LA and flew out to Las Vegas, and they scooped us up at the airport and brought us out to the Red Rock Casino and Resort, which is in Summerlin. It's about, I guess, about 20 miles outside of Vegas. It's not a real far trek, but it was just off the strip. It's not anywhere, you know, on the strip, but kind of makes sense when you're doing what we were doing out there. So, no, we went out there and kind of got acclimated with the group. There's about 15 or 16 people that they brought out there, and we all grabbed dinner at the Red Rock Casino the night before, and then the next morning, bright and early, we were, you know, basically wheels up out of the hotel by about 6:30. You know, it's going to get hot out there. We needed to get an early start because we were going to be out there for most of the day. I mean, at least half the day. So we loaded up in the vans and we went out to Mount Potosi, which is about 30 miles southwest of Las Vegas. And hopefully I'm saying that right. It's a great location. So we had a nice drive out there. It's beautiful. I mean, just the mountains and the desert and stuff. It looks amazing out there. And I know there's a couple of other like different experiences and helicopter tours and things like that, that goes on out there. And I understand that the area is really getting pretty popular with climbing as well. It seemed awfully hot for that kind of stuff now, but I'm sure other parts of the other times of the year, it makes a little bit more sense. But I don't know. I don't know how hardcore some of these climbers would be, but I understand that a lot of that is happening out there. So so we drove out there. It took a little while to get out there, but not too crazy. I guess about 40 minutes or so. And then we got to the Bronco off-rodeo experience. This is they have the Broncos and Bronco Sports, but the new program is specifically for the Bronco Raptor, and it's only in the Las Vegas location. They have the Bronco off-rodeo adventures at a couple places around the country, in Moab, New Hampshire, Texas, and Nevada. The Raptor experience is only in Nevada. And if you purchase a Raptor, you will be able to get, you'll be able to go to this thing if you want. Now you handle your flight and your accommodations, and they handle the whole experience, the Bronco Raptor experience. So first we met up with the Bronco Raptor team, some of the engineers and marketing people on it, and kind of going through that vehicle, kind of got the walk around of that vehicle and learned a bit more about how it separates itself from the normal Bronco. I guess the base, we can call it the base Bronco, although there's various trim levels. There is a difference between those base Bronco trim levels and the Raptor. First off, they did a great job, certainly for their first outing of the Bronco and the Raptor being released almost simultaneously. So the Raptor, as you guys know, starts at about $70,000. And from there, you get quite a bit of upgrades. You get 37-inch tires or standard. Pretty much everything on the vehicle has been beefed up quite a bit. There was a lot that the engineers were telling us about on the frame, and the frame is significantly stronger, and it's got a box frame. All of the suspension components have been significantly beefed up. Even the steering rack is completely different on that vehicle. I was talking to some of the other guys out there that have Broncos and saying that when they really push it to the limits, they've had some issues with the steering rack, blown steering racks and stuff. The Bronco Raptor has an upgraded version. What I don't know is, can you use the Raptor steering rack on a normal Bronco if you were going to do an upgrade? I kind of feel like the answer is yes. I think the Ford engineers that we were with were a little hesitant to say so exactly. But it seems like that might be able to happen. So along with the beefed up suspension components, you get the Fox Live Valve 3.1 dampers. There's three settings of adjustability. There's external reservoirs on the rear units. The result is something like 13 inches of wheel travel up front, 14 in the rear. And compared to, let's say, the Bronco Sasquatch, the additional travel is 4.3 inches up front and 3.6 in the rear. So pretty significant. And this is as wide as an F-150 at this point. And I believe the height is about 81 inches tall overall. So, shorter than an F-150 truck, but it's as wide and as tall as an F-150. The frame has been reinforced. As we said, some areas have been boxed, and it has an additional cross member in the front, and there's like these crossbars, like roll bars, I guess you could say. And both of those, there's two, one behind the drivers and one behind the passengers. And it adds significant torsional rigidity on the overall chassis of the vehicle. I want to say upwards of like 50%. I might be getting that wrong. It might be a little high, but somewhere 40 to 50%. Stiffer all around, if I remember, as the engineer was walking us through it. And then the overall track, as we were saying, is about 6 inches wider than the Bronco Sasquatch. So it's got a hefty stance to it for sure. If you guys haven't seen it in person yet, it's worth checking out. So The engine is the 3-liter V6. It's 418 horsepower, 440 pound-feet of torque. It is good for about 5.5 seconds, quarter or 0 to 60, maybe 14, 4, 14, 5 quarter mile. It's plenty fast. I mean, by no means is it a rocket. I guess they could have outfitted a little bit more power into it with the 3.5 liter, but the 3 liter, I think, is pretty sufficient. And I think one of the things to point out here is it's very reliable and strong, and there was a lot of time and effort put into like cooling of the vehicle. We were out in the desert. It was 116 degrees. We fired up those trucks in the morning and we did not shut them off all day. So just hitting the desert at low speeds, at high speeds, in areas where there was so much dust, even at low speeds, where I wasn't getting a lot of air through the coolers and the radiator, but I was getting piles of dust through it. And it was flawless. There was no change in temperature on the vehicles. The air conditioning worked fine. We would park them and get out of them and let them idle out there at 116 degree weather as we were doing another kind of like meeting to go over the next part of the course. And the vehicles were flawless the whole time. So I'm not sure what kind of experience other people have been having with Bronco Raptors, but certainly the presentation that they put on was impressive, because these things were probably pretty bulletproof. And that heat out there, you want to be able to sit in that vehicle and get that air conditioning going. The suspension and stuff that we talked about, as far as like ground clearance, 13.1 inches of ground clearance. It's about 1.6 inches more than the Sasquatch version of it. There's a 470 rear gears for you guys looking for the more technical aspect of it. It's got Dana axles. It's got a 306 low range, a lot of low end grunt. As I was driving it, I noticed, so we put it in the off-road mode. So the goat modes, which allows you to switch between street modes and off-road modes and Baja mode and various terrains, worked great. So we put it in off-road mode once we hit the dirt. And what I noticed was it holds first gear pretty high up into the RPMs. And when you really start getting into the higher RPMs, but still going fairly slow, it all becomes very, very sensitive. Throttle sensitivity is pretty high in those high RPMs. So I would often use the paddle shifters and just kick it into second gear, and it would bring the RPMs down. And as it still had plenty of power and control over the vehicle, and actually more control, because as you're hitting bumps and your foot is bouncing off of the throttle, off the gas pedal, when you're that high up RPM in the first gear, it's kind of a little uncomfortable jerking the vehicle around, but popping it into second gear and continue to doing that, it was a little bit more comfortable because it wasn't quite as sensitive because you're at a lower RPM. So, up on the dash, as you guys have seen, there's the various buttons that are right there at your fingertips. Nice that you can kind of rest your hand on top of the dash and change those buttons. Front and rear lockers, the differential lockers, the front sway bar disconnect, all pretty much on the fly, which is pretty cool to be able to do all of that. You know, also we hit the freeway for a bit, for about 20 minutes, and it runs great. It wasn't really as loud as I thought it would be. You get a little bit of wind noise, a little bit of tire noise, as you'd be expected, but it seemed to work. It seemed to work great all around. So we did about 2 hours of, you know, various speeds, various terrains to get out to the location that we were going to, which is the now kind of built just for Raptor experience. It's designed a little bit around Ultra 4. racing. They wanted to be able to have that experience, but sort of the version for the everyman. So we brought the vehicles out there. And by the way, that 2 hour drive getting out there, it's absolutely gorgeous. We had everybody grabbed their own Bronco Raptor. So there was about 15 vehicles out there, maybe one or two people paired up. And it's about a 2 hour drive. Everybody's got, you know, radios. They got the walkie talkies with them and they're kind of walking us through it. And not just the vehicle, but the terrain and the view and what's going on. And, you know, look off to here and there's something going on there and there's wild horses over there. And so it's amazing to see. And the different types of terrain that you're experiencing. So if you've never done any sort of off-roading, this is a great program. And there was plenty of people there that have done tons of off-roading. There was YouTubers that this is all they do. And they still came back going, man, that was such a fun experience, stuff that I've never done before. So that 2 hour drive going out there was good. It was fun. And then when you get to the Raptor experience, which is the track they built out there specifically for these Bronco Raptors. You know, you park the vehicle. As I said, you let them run, get the air going, leave the air on for you. But now you got to put your helmet on and you do a lap with one of Ford's drivers and then you swap and you do the lap on your own. And it's badass. It's pretty intense. Like you start off right away, you go down a hill, like you put it in Baja mode, pretty much for the whole time for this. You go down this hill, you have a hard left turn, and then you immediately hit a jump and you are completely airborne. We saw, you know, because there was 15 vehicles out there, you get to see everybody run and you go flat out as you hit that jump and definitely catch some air. By the way, it makes for some great video and some great photos. And then the rest of the track is just great combination of the various terrains. There's bank turns, there's rock crawling, there's soft sand, there's whoops out there. You really get to kind of stretch its legs and see what the vehicle can do. Like so many times that I've been able to hit the track at various events, like the street course, the racetrack, I know, listen, you can go out there and be a pretty good driver, but you're not going to get around that track probably as fast as, you know, as Tanner Faust is going to get around that track. And you're not going to be able to push the limits of that car nearly as much as the engineers would or the professional racing driver. So the whole time we're in the Raptor and you're hitting the bumps and it's, you know, it can get kind of loud and aggressive. You realize you're still kind of scratching the surface of what the vehicle is capable of doing. So getting to this sort of this Ultra 4 track that they built, do a lap with their driver, you know, you're not going to be as fast or as aggressive as they were, but it really starts to show the capabilities of this vehicle. It was really cool to just kind of check out that whole thing and see how it works. And man, the these things get dirty. The idea of being able to just hose it all off and drive it home or just wipe down the interior. I mean, we kind of had it sealed up, but it was just kind of some windy areas out there. Just getting in and out of the vehicle gets it pretty dirty on the inside as well. But to be able to just wipe it all down and clean it. I definitely see the advantage of that. You start to think about like, oh, this is a nice vehicle and, you know, but it doesn't feel like a Range Rover on the inside, which I get it. It's not supposed to, but, having that sort of multi-tool, to be able to really go off-roading with this thing, high speed, low speed, rock climbing capabilities, and then be able to kind of wipe it all down, pretty easily. I think is a huge advantage. It makes it a fun vehicle. You get to experience all the different settings. Like we talked about the GOAT settings, the front and rear or the front sway bar disconnect. You can kind of start to feel the difference of that. They explain that. as well. There are certain areas of the rock climbing where you really see the advantage of it, but even just going off-road and switching it between on and off, you start to feel the difference right away. And then the front and rear locking differentials, which you can do individually, you get to experience that. And they put together a nice program. It's a nice track. It's a great experience. It's about a half day to go through everything. I'm not exactly sure like the difference between what Ford put on for us versus when you sign up for the experience on your own. I think it's very similar. So in our case, you know, you show up, they cater a breakfast, they do a walkthrough of introductions and meet the team, and then you do your whole experience, and then you grab a lunch, and you know, you get access to the photos and things that because they have photographers and videographers there. So when you go up and sign up for the experience and do it on your own, you don't have to bring camera people with you. It might be kind of fun to bring some sort of iPhone or a camera mount for inside the vehicle, but they got some people out there to take care of that for you. So they got some photos and stuff for you guys to take home. You know, they've got a nice facility there. There's a nice gift shop there out at the base camp for the off rodeo. They got lockers set up. So if you bring your gear, you can store it there. They provide helmets and pretty much everything that you need. You know, it's hot, so you definitely want to hydrate, bring water and stuff for you. But those of you guys that do a lot of off-roading and overlanding and stuff, you know all of that already. This is an opportunity to do something that maybe you haven't done before. And those of you that are, first-time buyers of a Bronco or a Bronco Raptor, I would definitely recommend doing this. If you want to bring people with you, I think there's a fee and you can bring up to two guests with you. So you can do the ride along and chat and bring a friend or spouse or whatever. So it's a cool deal. It's a cool experience. It really kind of opens your eyes to the capability of that vehicle. It makes you, to do the Bronco Raptor experience, you have to have a Bronco Raptor. I don't think you can just buy it currently. I don't think you can just buy the experience yet. Maybe that's something they're going to offer in the future, but for now it's just for Bronco Raptor owners. So, which is probably good because if you didn't own a Bronco Raptor, you're definitely going to want to buy a Bronco Raptor. But you know, in this case, you would already have one. So now you know what your car or your vehicle is capable of doing. Pretty cool. I mean, it was fun to do. I'd like to go out and do it again. I'd like to do the Bronco off-rodeo, the non-Raptor version as well. It's set up a little differently, but really kind of shows you the capabilities of the vehicle. And again, just my experience has been just invitations that Ford has put out to me and, other people that work in the space. And there's a dealer program that they do that I think is sort of a condensed version. So this is kind of interesting how it is different. Sort of the dealer version, I guess, would be like Ford would build sort of a makeshift track with various elements, high speed, you know, low speed, rock crawling, jumps, like in the middle of, Las Vegas Speedway or something. And because if you have 2,500 dealers showing up and with a bunch of people, it's tough to get everyone into a vehicle. You can't do it with 15 Bronco Raptors in a half a day experience. You'd be out there for a long time getting all those people in there. So how do you do it over a weekend? You do the sort of the condensed version. It's kind of like what you would see at SEMA in the Ford out front area where they're drifting the cars and jumping trucks and everyone's kind of out there at once doing ride alongs, but you've got professional drivers like Jack Roush Jr. and Von Gittin Jr. And a couple of other guys out there. So, it's a pretty cool program. I enjoyed it. We wrap things up with about another hour drive back from the sort of the Ultra 4 course back to base camp was about an hour drive. Again, different terrain. Nothing is really the same. So you know, different views, slightly different views and different experience overall, and go back and grab some lunch. And in my particular case, I scurried off back to the airport pretty quickly and flew home. And it was a quick trip, certainly from LA to Vegas. It's a quick trip. You know, you catch a little tailwind. It's like 37-minute flight. It's cool. So if you haven't tried it, I think it's worth trying. I'm sure there's other experiences like that. I don't exactly know what some of the competitors are doing, but I imagine there's similar things like that. Now it kind of makes me want to go out and check out like King of the Hammers and events like that. Maybe check out the Overlanding Expo to kind of see what's going on. I mean, we see a bit of that at SEMA, but not the dedicated audience. It's about the community that goes to that and the people that go to it and kind of hearing their experiences. So, yeah, man, it's kind of a fun thing. So some things I'll look forward to pretty soon is Ford Mustang next week. So I think we record a show before we do the drive. So it might be 2 weeks before we're able to talk about it, but I'm staying local. I'm staying in California. I'm going to go out and meet the guys from Ford at Irwindale Speedway. We're going to be driving the 2024 Mustangs. We're going to spend some time in the EcoBoost and see some of the changes on that car. And then I believe we get to spend a little bit of time in the GT. I assume they're going to have a dark horse there as well. I'm not exactly sure, but it makes sense that they would. I feel like there's going to be some fun track time. Otherwise, why go to Irwindale Speedway for it? They've got the 8th mile drag over there. They've got, you know, Formula Drift does a lot of drifting and stuff out there as well. So maybe we'll get a chance to do some of that. I don't know how much driving we're going to do versus the Ford drivers, but it should be, that should be a fun experience as well. And then Monterey Car Week is going to be coming up pretty soon. I think the plan this year is going to be a little different than years past, or the past decade or so. I don't believe Adam Carolla is going to be doing any racing this year. You know, we moved a bunch of cars to a new location and haven't really had much time to kind of prep anything and get it organized. So we might just roll up, maybe just him and I. Maybe we'll bring Sonny. Do a little bit more of a vacation version. Of course, we're going to go to the track and see what's going on out there and talk to the guys out there. But this year we might be able to, because of without having the racing schedule, we might be able to hit up to some of the events we haven't gone to in a while. I like to swing by the Concorso Italiano. I haven't had a chance to go to the Exotics on Cannery Row, which I believe is now Exotics on Broadway. Of all the years we've been going out there, just the racing schedule's never really allowed it. So it'd be great to check that out. And some of the other events going on around town that we don't normally get to go to. So yeah, that could be kind of fun as well. So we're looking forward to Monterey. Not sure what the road trip vehicle is going to be, but maybe we'll kind of lock that down pretty soon. So if you guys are going to go up to Monterey, we always, you know, recommend hitting the track. It's just the best vehicles on the planet. But if you don't make it out there, if you make it out to the Italiano or Pebble Beach or the Quail or maybe some of the other things, definitely hit us up and we'll try to get together and say hi. But I'm sure Saturday you'll probably find us out at the track a little bit on Friday as well. So yeah, should be fun. So I guess we're just gonna do a little bit shorter show today. Should have Goldberg back next week, and we'll catch in with him. But hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting my little Bronco off-rodeo recap. Until next time, keep the ear and the spare and the bag and the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.